Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sun Up with the Colorado Sun. It's Monday, August 15th. Today, we've been following sales tax collections in Colorado's mountain towns during ski season for several years now. And the 2021 to 2022 winter was the best ever for ski resort operators, with record traffic and peaking profits. In fact, tax collections were up 55%. Before we begin, a quick message from our sponsors at Denver Startup Week. Denver Startup Week takes place September 19th through 23rd. The event features over 200 in-person learning sessions with the downtown Denver entrepreneurial community. Register today at denverstartupweek.org. All are welcome. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. 10 miles separated railroad construction crews in what is now eastern Arapaho County on this day in 1870. The two lines linked at 2:53 p.m. near a bridge over Comanche Creek. The connection, near the present town of Strasburg, provided, in the words of one historian, quote, the first permanent, continuous, uninterrupted chain of railroads across the United States. Less than 2 months after the Denver Pacific Railway linked Denver and Union Pacific Railroad in Wyoming Territory, workers finished the Kansas Pacific Railway across the plains from Kansas City to Denver. Although no single train actually made such a circuitous journey, after the joining in 1870, the nation boasted its first completed iron bond. Before we continue, the Colorado Sun is excited to sponsor the upcoming Original Thinkers Festival in Telluride, taking place September 29th through October 2nd. The four-day Multimedia Ideas Festival will present a range of shows to help us navigate our ever-changing world. There will also be musical performances, outdoor adventures, and wellness activities, creating a full experiential festival. Passes are on sale now at originalthinkers.com. Next, our feature story.
Welcome back to the Daily Sunup Podcast, Colorado. I'm Carol Wood, guiding you through this morning's conversation, and I'm grateful to be here with you. I'm visiting today with our outdoors reporter and co-founder, Jason Blevins. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, Carol.
I was hoping today to talk a little bit about something you wrote about a couple weeks ago, and that is sales tax collections in the mountain towns, in the resort towns of Colorado. I believe that you said spending in 18 of Colorado's ski towns during the last winter season, so 2021-2022, was up 55% from 2018-2019. And I was wondering if you could just get into that a little bit more and why that happened and what is expected in this year's ski season and beyond in terms of sales tax collection for these mountain towns.
Yeah, sure. So I have been collecting sales tax spending revenue numbers from these 18 ski towns for more than 10 years. Just go to the Department of Revenue, collect these numbers, put them into a database and kind of compare them and watch how things have changed. And over the past decade, we've seen steady increases every winter with spending in ski towns. There's obviously, it's pretty expensive to go on a ski vacation. So what I've been doing is trying to break it down by season. So from November to April is winter, right? So I've been looking at how people are spending money in these 18 towns. I can tell you the 18, there's a lot of them, but it's basically towns that are near or around ski areas. The big ones to Aspen, to the little ones, it's Silverton and San Juan County down south. So looking at the way people spend money in these towns. Obviously, prices are going up. People are spending more on lodging, restaurants, things like that. But the jump in 21-22 was extraordinary. The biggest jump we've seen in a decade, for sure. I found $4.75 billion in spending in these 18 Colorado ski towns in that winter from November to April, which is significant. And that means these towns are seeing really big increases in tax revenue that they're collecting, sales tax revenue, from visitors and locals alike in these ski towns.
Right. One of the things I was wondering is, has cannabis sales affected that? Was that a part of this large increase, or is that more nominal compared to other things that folks are spending money on in the mountain?
Yeah, these are taxable sales outside of the marijuana taxable sales. So these are retail, lodging, grocery, those sort of net taxable sales. The marijuana tax sales are broken out separately, but yes, as you can imagine, those have been steadily increasing as well, except for this year, 2022, which we had a story a couple weeks ago or a couple days ago noting the rare sustained decline in marijuana tax sales so far this year in the first 6 months, 7 months of 2022.
Right. I saw that. And I'm sure that that'll impact these mountain towns then in that separate category. Do you have a sense of how these taxable sales in the mountain towns compare to statewide, Colorado's statewide taxable sales?
Yes, they are growing much more rapidly, almost at a clip of 2 to 1 in the mountain towns. So spending in the mountain towns is higher. So during the recession 2020, we saw a lot of people like, oh, let's go to the mountains. Let's do a vacation up there. It's kind of the only thing rolling, right? Being able to get out and get up to the mountains. Lots of people did it. Big surge in traffic. And what we saw last winter was not only a surge in traffic, but a surge in increased costs. You know, lodge keepers raised their rates. The room rate hit an all-time high last year in a lot of mountain communities. The cost of everything's gone up. And another sort of interesting twist on this spike in local spending in these mountain towns is the ability for these municipalities to collect sales taxes on online shopping. So we also saw an online boom during the pandemic of people shopping at home, right? Locals, everybody went to Amazon, right? So we're seeing more of that too. And that's playing into this, but the size of the increase cannot be directly connected to, you know, online shopping, because they actually do break out online shopping. And while online shopping is up and sales tax collections on online shopping are up, this has more to do with just more people in ski towns spending more during the winter of 21-22.
Sure. And that makes sense. I right now, I happen to be sitting in Copper Mountain doing a little working vacation for a few days. And we happen to always bring and prepare all of our own food, right? We tend to not go out. But I looked at a menu the other day, you know, and you can get a basket of fries for $13.
Sure. And this falls in line with 21-22 was the best ever for ski resort operators with both traffic and profits. So, you know, it was a banner year. So this plays into and aligns really well with what we're seeing with visits and revenues at Vail Resorts, you know, one of the largest resort operators in the country. So the ski industry had quite a year in 21-22.
Yeah. So is it going to be sustainable? What's the word on the street with the folks you're talking to about the, if this surge is going to be sustainable, both this coming winter and beyond? What are we looking at?
Well, one, is that kind of growth sustainable in any scenario? It doesn't seem so. No one seems to be betting that this kind of surge is sustainable. We are seeing things slowing down. For example, the high country real estate market, which has been just gangbusters for the past couple of years, is finally kind of settling. We're seeing a bit of a plateau there. We're seeing retailers maybe scaling back on some costs, you know, kind of high prices that they've been able to fetch for the past year or two, a little tempering of the steadily increasing room rates and lodging, things like that. We're seeing, you know, lodging properties in these mountain destinations definitely kind of slowing in terms of reservations and room rate increases. So sustainability is a good question, and it is definitely something that's up in the air right now. You know, ski towns rely heavily on good snow, right? So if we have a great snow winter, who knows? All bets are off. We might see more people going off and doing everything and skiing and having as much fun as they can, spending, doesn't matter. But if the snow's not good and we have the economic sort of cloudiness that's on the horizon right now, it's safe to say we will see the decline from what we saw in 21-22 in terms of visitor spending.
Right. And absolutely, with inflation on the rise, and if not a recession, at least a softening of the economy coming, that could impact how people choose to spend their money. And, you know, you bring up a good point about the snowpack. I have not looked at predictions for this coming season. Have you?
No, but have found those predictions to be very inconsistent. But golly, we've had such a good wet summer so far in terms of monsoons. If we can keep this monsoon season of this summer carrying into 22-23, we're going to have a nice snowy winter.
Right. I can tell you the places that we've been trekking over the last few days up here in the hills, it's very wet and very lush.
Oh, I know. And the dirt on the trails is all time right now. It's incredible bike riding.
Yeah. There's a lot of tracks up here for sure. Look, it's looking good. Well, Jason, I really appreciate you taking the time this morning to have this conversation with us. Thanks to Jason, and thanks to my teammates who helped produce this podcast, including David Krause and Christina Pritchett, and to our production partners, Pirate Audio. I hope you all have a wonderful Monday and can come back and visit with us tomorrow morning. Thank you.
You can read more at coloradosun.com. Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. 2 years after a Democratic primary in which John Hickenlooper was criticized for being too cozy with the oil and gas industry and weak on climate change, he is being hailed as a climate champion. But some of his critics aren't ready to go that far, given some concessions made to advance the Inflation Reduction Act. Some of Hickenlooper's past critics are softening and giving him credit for rekindling stalled negotiations with Senator Joe Manchin, a West Virginia Democrat who has stonewalled his party's aspirations of passing sweeping climate legislation that analysts believe will cut greenhouse gas emissions by nearly 40% by 2050. But they also question why there were concessions around oil and gas leasing on federal land and finishing a natural gas pipeline in Manchin State. The act was approved Friday by the House and awaits the president's signature. Colorado Department of Corrections officials are revisiting a policy requiring COVID-19 vaccinations for employees as the department scrambles to fill nearly 1,800 open positions. The vaccine mandate and testing requirements for prison workers remained under administrative review Friday, and a potential rollback could come this week, the DOC confirmed. The move comes amid efforts to speed hiring and chip away at a backlog of vacancies that has swelled to nearly one quarter of the department's 8,000-person workforce, fueling safety concerns among workers at state prisons. Hydrogeologist Trevor Osorno and his colleague Dave Woods spent several days recently camping on the flat tops above Glenwood Canyon. The men from Ozark Underground Laboratories are working for the U.S. Forest Service to determine the source of the water flowing into Hanging Lake, one of Colorado's most prized outdoor spots. After the Grizzly Creek fire in 2020 burned more than 30,000 acres but somehow spared Hanging Lake, the Forest Service realized it did not have a good grasp of the origin of the water that flows into the lake, a national natural landmark, and wants to find out the source so it can be protected. For more information on all these stories, visit our website, www.coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again on Monday. Now, a quick message from our editor.
I'm Larry Rickman, editor and co-founder of the Colorado Sun. The Sun is a public benefit corporation, and we rely on the support of listeners and readers like you to produce the nonpartisan, in-depth news that Colorado needs and deserves. Please consider becoming a Sun member for just $5 a month. Learn more at coloradosun.com. Thanks.